Legacy Door, copyright 2021 by Bob J. Kester. Read by an ensemble of actors.
Part 1. Friday, October 6th, 2017. The weekend is coming up. Wanna go along? East, west, downtown, ready all around. I kinda pop, ready for the weekend. Us. 1:13 p.m. We opened our eyes upon the human world. We found ourselves lying on an especially yielding bed in a room displaying scattered relics of their shallow past, tied together by more recently produced items meant to blend with the relics. Typical. Our judgment was not based on first-hand experience, but on years of study of the archives our people had assembled through rigorous exploration and interviews. But everything we saw matched our expectations of human civilization. Weak, petty, and shallow. As our eyes scanned the room, we noted that one figure in it was itself human. A male legatee stood over us. Seeing himself recognized, he spoke.
Welcome,
he said, his voice raspy for a human.
How was your journey?
We did not reply, but instead rose to a sitting position, noting that our skin was a different color than his, our hair longer and darker, and our bodies smaller, though fully grown. He abased himself gingerly, lowering his tall, scrawny, aging form to one knee with hat in hand. We knew the hat did not fit the historical period, being more than a half century out of date, but legatees often lost their sense for such things. Resting painfully in his new pose, he spoke again.
One of my trusted people is in the next room. If you like, she can come in here and take note of everything you want done during your visit.
We nodded and replied in his language, our voice croaking and halting because of our imperfect control over human vocal cords.
We will look upon this person, and if they are suitable, then we will give them a list.
We noted that the human did not flinch from our voice or our gaze. He was very accustomed to seeing and hearing our kind. We continued, slowly growing used to our new mouth and throat.
But as we make our schedule, we will have to work around your request to us.
His face betrayed only the slightest embarrassment before he replied,
The legatees planned to fit our request into whatever time was most convenient for you.
We knew from our study that the proper gesture here would be to shake our head, but we did not care enough to do it. Instead, we replied flatly,
Whatever request the legatees have planned will be superseded. Your thread is about to be loosed, and you will want our help to secure it again.
The human appeared surprised by the news, and his thoughts turned to his own well-being, although he hid the fear in his creaking voice behind intellectual detachment.
The language we are speaking lends itself to ambiguity. Do you mean the legatee's thread will be loosed generally, or my thread personally?
We knew the proper gesture here would be to smile, and we attempted it, pulling up our cheek muscles and parting our lips. Seeing the human skin go pale, we knew the gesture had been worthwhile. Daniel Lutcher, 3:58 p.m. A few miles away sat Dan Lutcher, a young adult human who would eventually complicate our mission. His life had never been entirely free of nightmares, but it was not until a quarter century after his birth that they solidified their grip on what remained of his existence. He lived in an age of transition, as every creature does. The tread of Dan Lutcher's species had been felt on all corners of his world, and wherever they went, they reorganized the ecosystem into a mechanism that produced energy and pollutants, both of which were then transferred into his species' bodies, or their machines, or back into the ecosystem. The aforementioned lifetime of nightmares had helped Dan Lutcher develop certain useful adaptations. A vivid imagination, a wary perceptiveness in regarding the world around him, a flexibility when it came to different ways of looking at it, and a skepticism about anything that promised to make life better, he having seen countless
Sample complete. Ready to continue?